It's Shots Radio with Tommy Anderson, where we're now having our weekly Order Shot Town update, and joining me is Shots boss Andy Scott. We can firstly reflect on last Saturday's tour draw at home to Nuneaton to go 2-0 down in the first half. You must have been really pleased with the character and the response you got in the second half to turn it round and finish it 2-2.
Yeah, definitely. It's there wasn't really much between the two sides in terms of possession or chances created, but they're very effective set pieces. They scored from a free kick and then got a penalty as well. So we found ourselves 2-0 down, and we responded. We made a couple of changes at half time, and we were on the front foot. We created a lot more chances, and in fairness, probably at the end, we were the team that looked like it was going to win. And we were disappointed not to get all 3 points. But having said that, Nuneaton were flying high in the playoffs, and it's a good point in the end. I'm able to go into Tuesday night with a bit more confidence.
You mentioned the substitution you made, and one of them was bringing Josh Scott on. He really made a fantastic impact on the game, didn't he?
Yeah, he was terrific. Big physical presence for us, and enabled us to keep the ball up in the opposition half, and that was key. It was coming back too easy, and we weren't establishing a foothold in the game, and Josh came in and took his goal very, very well and got us back in the game, and was a real presence for us up front.
Tuesday night home to Kidderminster, 0-0 draw. It was kind of a scrappy game, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, there wasn't many chances in the game. I mean, we probably had the best couple of chances, and Jordan should have scored at the end. He's had a header from 4 yards out. We've just got to hit the target. It's a goal. And, they're fine margins between winning and drawing games. And, 3 points there would have been huge. But it was a good clean sheet, and we've got to take the positives out of that and go into Saturday's game knowing that we're three unbeaten now. We picked up 5 points in those three games, and we're becoming harder to beat as well, which is the right time to do it.
Earlier in the week, it was announced Matt Patterson's gone on loan to Havre. Is that just a case of Matt getting some 90 minutes under his belt?
Yeah, he hasn't played for quite a while now. Started a game and didn't feel he was going to get in front of the forwards we've got here, and been out injured a little while, and even when he did play, he didn't look as confident as we think we could have Matt. And so to get him games out on loan for a month, it will get him some game time, and we can bring him back after 28 days if we need him, and hopefully he would have scored some goals and played some games to be able to come back in and help us for the last few weeks of the season.
Could Matt's departure lead to a couple of reinforcements? Is that something you're looking at?
Yeah, definitely. We've been looking for a while now. It's just trying to get the right ones in and making sure that they can come in. So we're still going. We've got till next Thursday to make sure we can get people in. We'll be working ever so hard to make sure that can happen.
The next 5 weeks is going to be huge in the season, and it's going to be a challenging 5 weeks. What are your thoughts on the mentality of the squad going into the later stage of the season?
Well, we've got to keep at it. We can't just think that because we've picked up a couple of good results that things are just going to be easier from now, and we've got to approach everything in the right fashion, and we've got to know that when we're not at our best, we've got to be hard to beat, and we haven't been at times. We've allowed teams to dominate us. We've made some very silly individual mistakes, so we just got to make sure that individually we are switched on and make sure we do the right things and become harder to beat as a group rather than as doing it individually. When we look organised and we do things properly, we're a hard team to beat, and we look like we can win games, and that's what we've got to do. We've got a chance of picking up the teams above us, and still got quite a few tough games to go, but we feel that when we do it right, we can beat anyone.
The squad have played 3 games in the last 7 days. Has there been many knocks and injury concerns going into Saturday?
Yeah, there's always knocks. We've got players playing with injuries and stuff, but that's been the case for the last month or 6 weeks really, so that's nothing different. But we're making sure that we're working on them as much as possible and getting through to the games and hopefully perform to the levels that we know they can.
Tomorrow is the Aldershot fans tour of duty at Braintree. You normally see 300-400, a sea of red and blue in the away end. That'll give the players a real extra motivation for that game, won't it?
Yeah, we're definitely aware of it, the players and myself, and we knew last year that we took a fantastic following. It was really well supported, and we appreciate the support they give us, and they understand that they're in it with us and everything they can to make sure that we stay in this league, and rest assured that we're of the same mindset. But to turn up at Braintree and see a crowd that will make it more like a home game will be an extra boost for us, and we've got to respond, and we've got to show them that we appreciate all the work and the effort and the money they put into it to support us.
Finally for me, Andy, obviously Braintree is tomorrow. Braintree are a part-time side, but they're a very strong side and they have a good home record. That'll be a tough game.
It will be. They've had quite a few games called off, so they've had a bit of a fixture backlog, but like I say, they're a powerful outfit and they're very organised. Like all the other part-time sides that we've played against, they do the basics very well and they're organised and they're very, very tough people to play against. So we've got to learn from the lessons that we've had against teams like that and go there and put on a decent performance and be strong, you know, and also use the quality that we have got when we get ourselves into the game. And that's important, that we take our chances. We go into every game fancying that we can win it. It's just we've got to start well. If we can get the first goal, that'll be key.
Good luck tomorrow, and thanks for joining me.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
It's Shots Radio with Tommy Anderson, where we were then having our weekly Aldershot Town update, and joining me was Shots boss Andy Scott.